Episode 2282, Do You Compare Your Children?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day, it's Friday. You made it. Oh, I cannot believe it. Yes, it has been a wonderful week. A week filled with a couple days of storms. However, it has been a happy week. Do you just love it when you feel happy at the end of the week? Well, you know what? It doesn't come easy. And it's confession day. Confessions of an upset mama. Are you always happy, mama? Now, let's be honest. Come on. Do you compare your children? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Do you compare your children? As hard as parents try, comparison does occur in the family, but it doesn't have to dominate your heart. So let's be real. None of us really want to talk about comparison, but it consumes us. You've heard the infamous question, who is your favorite? And the best parents quickly respond without a breath, I have no favorites. If only it was that easy. I must say that as hard as we try, we do compare. It's part of human nature. That makes it all the more reason to be aware so you don't fall into the trap of comparison with your children. And for those thinking you have only one child, I'm exempt from it. I don't have to worry about it. The comparison still exists. It's just done with a good friend instead. So how do you protect yourself and your heart from comparison? Well, you got to see the child for who he is. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. See the child for who she is. Nothing builds your child's confidence and character than you loving him or her for who he or she is. And that comes with patience and presence. But it's hard because real life doesn't always have patience. We get frustrated. We get upset. We want things done a certain way. They're not done. We say things we don't mean to say, but they're said anyway. And there you have it. It's called life. But in the midst of all of this, we forget that we have this beautiful human being before us, our child. Your child deserves more than comparison. And if we're honest about it, moms, we definitely do not want to compare our children. And we do the best not to. But unfortunately, it does happen. And so we have to be very cautious with it, knowing that it's a possibility it can happen. However, we can still try to make it not happen by seeing the child for who he or she is. So what does that look like? Number one, watch your language. And I really mean that. We say that to our kids all the time. Watch what you say. Don't use that tone of voice with me. What was that word? I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap. Okay, so you're familiar with all of that, right? Okay. And if not, where are you living today? Because nowadays, anything goes. In fact, where was I? I was out and about somewhere. I cannot remember where. And I just saw interactions with mom and the kiddos and the things coming out of those kiddos' mouths, I was like, are you serious? If my child was acting like they were acting and saying things, I would have been like, this is not going very well. Unfortunately, we as parents have done our children this disservice by not setting boundaries. And our kids need that. But we as parents need boundaries too, and we have to be careful with our language that we use. Your words have power. Things like your brother or sister wouldn't do this are best to avoid. And believe it or not, even as much as you've tried not to say it, you've said it. And it doesn't have to be verbatim. It can be just in generalization. And I promise you, your child already has it locked and sealed. And they're like, oh, man, Mom chose Sam over me. That wasn't very nice. And feelings get hurt. And then they begin to question things. So it's very, very, very important to watch your language. You don't ever want to interject another child with another child's name. It should not happen. It just should not. Because it's not about the other child. When you're dealing with your child, the one that's in front of you. Okay, so for example, let's say we have Sam and Sue. It's easy to remember, two S's. And if you're a Sam or a Sue, it means nothing. It just came to mind as I'm recording this. So there are lots of names that come to mind, but those are the two that came out of my mouth. So those are our examples. So we have Sam and Sue. And if we are very cautious how we walk and how we talk, then we know for sure that what we're saying is directly to that individual. But you see, unfortunately, sometimes what we do is we loop all of our children together and we say, oh, why can't you be more like? Why aren't you doing this like this? You know, why, Sue, aren't you acting like Sam did when he was older? And for goodness sake, Sue, if you were one who would just buckle down, then guess what? You might end up better than Sam. Okay, all of that is wrong. And you've probably put your foot in the mouth a few times. I know I have. I have five, and I do my best to watch. But even at my best, I still make a mistake, or it's misinterpreted by my child. And that can happen too. And you don't mean for it to. So it's very important to watch your words, the language that you use, so they understand that when you're speaking to them, it's about them, the person in front of you, the child in front of you, Sue or Sam, not Sue with Sam or Sam with Sue. Does that make sense? I know it sounds a little confusing, but when we come together as a family, that's great, but you are raising an individual person. So you need to raise Sam as Sam. You need to raise Sue as Sue. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't discipline them the same, but they are an individual. And so how you discipline them is going to look different on the end result, not the way you do it, not the way you apply it, but the way they apply it to their life. Make sense? I know it's confusing. It's confession day. What can I tell you? So watch your language. Number two, encourage independence. Allow your child to explore his or her interests and inspire him or her to pursue those interests. So you got Sam and Sue again. I like the Sam and Sue thing, I must say. But you got Sam and Sue. And when you look at them, Sam may be totally interested in space. And Sue may have an interest in science. And you're like, oh, are you going to be like Sam? You know, he went and took all of these classes. And Sue's like, not really. I want to be a biologist. I don't really care about space. But it's still science related, science driven. And so they may still have the same interest, but their true focus is something totally different. So encourage independence. It's not about saying, oh my gosh, I wish you were like this. Why can't you act more like this? You want them to be who God has created them to be. You wanted to be that growing up. Think back. Go back into your childhood. And maybe you weren't a rebel, or maybe you were. It doesn't matter. But you can identify with Sam or Sue and understand that, you know what, you're just trying to be you. I look at my five beautiful children, and now we have a son-in-law. So now six. Now, I'm not raising my son-in-law, but I still think of him as mine. And when I look at that, I want each of them to aspire to do what they want to do. Now, I know already, I've had conversations because they're getting older. What do you want to be when you grow up? Or actually, they ask me, what do I want to be, Mom, when I grow up? You know, what is it? What do you see me doing? I'm like, I don't want to make this decision. But so we have conversations about it. And it's interesting because, yes, I will bring in, let's say, Sam and Sue, for example. If I'm talking to Sue and I'll say, well, you know what? Sam decided that he really had an interest in space and science was his forte, but he got involved in it and really space was head. He was like, no, I do not want this, Mom. And so he ended up going a different route and now he's gone into research. Okay, you can use that as an example to help show Sue options. But to sit there and say, well, your interests are the same as Sam's, then you should just do what Sam has done because he's been very successful. That doesn't help. That does not encourage independence. It lumps them all together. And that's what you don't want to do. You want your child to be known for their individuality, what they and who they are. That is what matters. So my five kiddos, yes, they did a lot of things the same. Number one, I had five children. And so if we were going to gymnastics, well, who wants to take gymnastics? Let's sign them all up for the same day. It worked. But then I had some that were old enough to go into competition. Well, did the younger ones go to competition? Of course not, because they were too young. And then they got older and they showed no interest. But they still got a taste of it. That didn't mean, though, that that was going to be what they wanted to do for a period of 1, 2, 3, or 4 years of their life. Encourage independence. Let them grow and spread their wings to what they want to do, who they want to be. And just be careful not to lump them together. Because my five, you know what? It's like, no, I want to see each individual one. And that's what I see now. There are some overlapping qualities when it comes to their general interest, but what they want to do when they want to grow up and how they want to live their life and what that looks like, each of them have a totally different dream. And I want them to live it out. I don't want me to say, you got to live it out like your brother. You got to live it out like your sister. Or why aren't you doing it? Because, well, she really screwed this up. So, you know, if you do it more like him, you'll be better off. No, that's not how it works. Watch your language. Encourage independence. And finally, number three, listen more intently. You want to hear what your child is saying, not what you're assuming your child is expressing to you. Remember that foot in the mouth? Oh, we get so good at it, but we also put it in the ears. And then we can't hear. Don't finish your child's sentences. Let them speak. And I would even add, don't finish your husband's sentences either, moms. It's not good. They don't need another mother. They already had one. It's important for us to cover our mouths and listen to what our children say. And sometimes the best thing we can do is sit there and listen. I know all too well because I've watched my mom and she has modeled that for me. There are times that I just want her to be quiet and let me talk. And guess what? She's always quiet and she'll always let me talk. But when she does speak, let me tell you, she comes in like a lion and a lamb. And it's fabulous, but she knows when to do it. So it's important for us as moms, as parents, to say, you know what? Yes, I want to be that lion and lamb for my child, but I also know that the one most important thing I need to give them is to give my child a voice. And in order to give them a voice, I have to be quiet. I have to listen. And it's hard to do. Imagine me. Yes, the one who likes to talk all the time to you. I have to listen. And there are times that I sit there and I'm scratching my head, literally, and then I put my hand over my mouth so I don't say anything because I want the focus to be on their thoughts. I don't want them at all ever thinking that, gosh, mom only wants to hear herself talk. Now, they jokingly say that, and for the most part, it is a joke. However, I have overstepped my welcome when it comes to talking too much at times. Yes, I acknowledge it. It is confession day. And so I have to back off, and I know it. And I'm like, oh, sorry. And sometimes I will even, if I catch myself, apologize in the midst of it and say, I am out of bounds. I'm out of line. I'm going to be quiet. You finish. And then I'll let me talk. But you see, sometimes that listening, it's just letting them air it all out. Have you ever had something inside you that you just got to get it out? And if you could get it out, it'd be like, freedom. And you'd be like, yes, yes, yes. Well, your child needs that too. So give them that. Watch your language. Encourage independence. And listen more intently. As you focus on your child as an individual, you will stop trying to make him someone he is not. Love unconditionally, especially when your kids don't live up to what you want. That's hard to do, I know, because you want only the best for them. But remember, to get to their best, they have to fall. And sometimes that fall is very, very hard. So be patient. Remember, it's your child's life to live. Be the shepherd and the guide, the lion and the lamb, and let comparison fall away. Keep being a wonderful parent. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.